Hi guys, and welcome back to another Honor Hole and Matsu Toy video. In today's episode, I'm going to be telling you all about the lewd seductive maid stroker from Honor Hole and Matsu Toys. There is absolutely loads coming up in today's episode, so let's get into it. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I am going to be telling you about the lewd seductive maid stroker from Honor Hole and Matsu Toys. If you haven't heard of Honor Hole and Matsu Toys before, they bring Japanese and hentai sex toys to the Western market. Honor Hole is for the American market, and Matsu Toys is the same website but for the UK and Europe. So what's coming up in today's video? Well, I'm going to give you an unboxing like I do in all my videos. Then going to show you how to use the toy. I'm going to tell you a little bit more information about it, and I'm going to give you a review at the end. So let's kick things off by showing you the unboxing video and how to use it. Okay guys, the first thing I'm going to do is show you the outside box. And the reason I do this is to show you that it is discreet packaging when you order from Honor Hole and Matsu Toys. There was a shipping label, but there was no mention of either brand on the box. So let's open it up and show you what's inside. Once we get past all the packaging on top, you can see that Honor Hole have sent me quite a few products. And we're going to be reviewing these in upcoming videos. First out is the T-shaped ball splitter. Next to that, we've also got the V-shaped ball splitter. The best way I can describe these is that they're cock rings that reposition the testicles. Next out, we have the seductive maid stroker. This is what we're going to be reviewing in today's video. And finally, at the bottom of the box, we have our boob stroker. You're definitely not going to want to miss this review, so check out my channel and my blog. So that's everything Honor Hole and Matsu Toys have sent me. So let's get on with the review for the lewd seductive maid stroker. So on the outside of the box, you can see we've got some hentai style artwork. Everything on the box is written in Japanese. Fortunately, you don't need to know the language to know you got to put your willy inside. On the left hand side of the box, there is a picture of the stroker with its dimensions. On the back of the box, it's got a cut through of the Honor Hole, and it shows you what textures are inside. Finally, on the right hand side of the box, it shows you the toy again. I'm guessing it's showing you how soft and flexible it is. Okay, so that's the outside of the box. Let's cut it open and get inside and take a closer look at the stroker itself. The lid of the box slides upwards, and inside you'll find your stroker. As you can see, the toy is wrapped in a plastic bag, and there's nothing else inside the box. So let's take it out the bag and show you the toy in a little bit more detail. The first thing you'll notice is how flexible the toy is. The vaginal opening is fairly realistic, although the anal opening isn't so much. But it is a hentai style toy, so it doesn't really have to be. The front of the toy does actually look quite good, but it gets a bit plain when you look at it from the side. And it doesn't really get much better when you look at the top. But once your willy goes inside, you forget all about that. We're going to quickly take a closer look now at the anal and vaginal hole. You can see with minimal effort, they do start stretching quite easily. And both holes individually do look quite good. I was going to try and show you inside the actual holes and see if you could see any of the texture inside. Obviously the lighting isn't good enough for that, so I'm going to dive in with my finger and describe it instead. Inside the anal tunnel, you can feel lots of lumps and bumps that run around the outside of the tunnel. This is also the smallest tunnel out of the two holes. It's slightly tighter and not as deep. The vaginal tunnel, on the other hand, has a bit more room on the inside. Again, it's made up of small lumps and bumps, and there's twists and turns through the tunnel. And this extends almost to the full length of the toy. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that subscribe button. And if you've been inspired to buy yourself the lewd seductive maid stroker, then there is a link in my profile. So there you have it guys, that's what you get when you buy the lewd seductive maid stroker from Honor Hole and Matsu Toys. The next thing I'm going to do is tell you a little bit more information about it. The length of the stroker is 190 millimeters. The internal vagina tunnel is 120 millimeters, and the length of the anal tunnel is 80 millimeters. The toy is made of TPE, which means that it's soft and super flexible. Both the anal and vaginal tunnels inside are made up of lumps and bumps and twists and turns. This provides lots of stimulation whilst you're using the toy. All of that weighs in at 870 grams. Okay guys, I think that's all the boring information out of the way. Let's get into the review. The first thing I like is that there's a lot of weight behind this toy. You'll normally find that other brands are a lot lighter than this one. As there's more material in this toy, it means you get a comfier fit. and it does feel a lot better when you use it. As you can see, the Seductive Mage Stroker is extremely flexible. All you need to do is add some lube on your willy and inside the sleeve, and you can start stroking. When you use the anal tunnel on this one, you can feel that it's a lot tighter inside. With the vaginal tunnel, there's a little bit more room when you get inside, and it's a lot longer. It's also super easy to clean. All you need to do is flush out both holes and then leave it to air dry. Once it is dry, you can coat it in corn flour, which keeps it soft and supple. And to be on the safe side, you might want to buy a couple of drying sticks to put inside whilst it's in storage. This means that if there is any trapped moisture inside, it will be sucked up by the drying stick. Which hole did I like putting my willy in most? I think I preferred the anal hole. And that's only because I do like a tighter fit. If you have been inspired to buy yourself the Lude Seductive Mage Stroker, then there is a link in my profile to my website. Here you'll find a link to Honor Hole Toys and Motsu Toys. If you're in America, use the Honor Hole link. And if you're in the UK or in Europe, then use the Motsu Toys link. These are affiliate links. They don't cost you any more to use. But if you do choose to buy something, I do get a very small percentage of their profits. If you have got any questions, feel free to drop me in the comments box below on my blog or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in my profile. That's it for this video, guys. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button. Until next time, peace out.